Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Falcon Radio Action. I am your host, La Luna, and today's was my co-host is
Miss Unpredictable,
Mr. Inquisitive,
Anonymous,
Lyric.
And today's topic will be funniest life stories.
Cool. So does anybody want to start us out with one of the stories?
I got plenty. I don't want to start off.
Okay.
I'm an intern.
Okay. All right. What you got?
Oh, okay. So this is over the break. This is over Christmas break. And we went on this cruise. And when we first got there, it was having this dead pun or something going on. And it had this combo line. So my brother, he's just there dancing, and the competition was whoever had the longest conga line, when all of a sudden, somebody just grabs him and takes him. So then I'm waiting for a whole line to pass, and I'm like, wait, don't lose him. Eventually my dad gets on the other side. I'm like, don't lose him, I still can't find him. Turns out he was in the middle of the dance circle this whole time.
Probably having a ball, too.
He was. But he
gets
mad.
And then he got mad while other people started interrupting him.
Wow. Okay,
so who else got something?
Well, Fika. Come on. All right. Oh, we do have a caller. Hold on 1 second here. We're going to bring this caller in. 0982, you are on the line.
Okay, hello? I just called to listen. Yes, I'm here. I just called to listen.
Oh, okay. Who are we talking to here?
This is Mr. Listener.
Mr. Listener?
Yes, Mr. Listener.
Okay, Mr. Listener, I will put you back on hold. Thank you for coming to the show. We really appreciate it.
I greatly appreciate you, too.
Okay. Okay, y'all can talk. Go right ahead.
All right, so as I was saying, it was Christmas Day this week. And I woke up like any regular day. And I went, I got ready, got dressed, and I go to get my presents. And I see one, and it's a video game I asked for. But I open it, and it's an educational scene. Babies first. Then my brother opens up his, and the game is Babies First.
Oh,
but the CD in it is the game I want. So he was like, I didn't want this. And I was like, want to switch? I'm like, sure. So I'm like, basically, I got the case. He got the game. So I'm getting his present, and he got mine.
That's cold. They played.
They did.
You got the game.
Let me try
the
game.
That's, hey, my brother, if I was older than my brother when he was little, he'd have walked over to me. He said, you want my game? I said, no. I've been like, yes. Yeah. And he said, he'd be like, well, you can't have it. And he'd turn around and go,
oh, my God. I remember back when I was in high school.
Yeah, a long time ago, you guys.
But I do remember when I was back in high school, I got to a performance. I was on the band for a number of years.
What did you mean?
I played the flute, the piccolo, and saxophone. So I came in. Y'all, I had my hands full and everything. And we were, packed up in that room, little sardines. I mean, it was crazy. We were it was a really small room and a whole bunch of people. So I came running in there and I tried to get around everybody. And I went to sit down. And when I went to sit down, my chair gave way. I went falling onto the floor. Everything went flying everywhere. Flute went way across the floor. And everybody's looking at me, cracking up. Everybody was rolling. Because it was so quiet and till that happened.
I was so embarrassed.
But anyway,
who would have been serious?
I mean, literally, the chair just
you were like real quiet. You just sat down.
Yeah, I was trying to sneak in. You know,
that's like that. It's how it's like that in regular. You get lost, you have to restart and get back in. And a lot of people in the band class at this moment. Keep in mind, I said at this moment, are really good at sneaking back in when you get lost.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one, I tried to sneak in one time, and all you heard was, and I was trying to sneak in quietly, but my thing wouldn't blow through the reed. It wouldn't vibrate right. So you saw me there for like 10 minutes trying to fix my reed, and I heard,
that's bad.
You know how bad I feel? Because then he's like, shh. I just couldn't do it. It was like, so, I don't know. I was playing deep notes, low notes, my bad. The loud ones sound like a barge boat, and all I heard was. I tried to keep it so quiet. Every time I went to blow,
Miss La Luna? I was like, oh, like, my real name, you say? Your government name?
Yeah.
What a thing. I bet you want to hear about now.
Oh, she just I have one. No, it's not my dog.
Oh, okay.
It's a kid.
No.
What?
It's something different.
Okay.
When I was at a summer camp, the weirdest thing ever, where you had the canoes, just went on a small little lake, and you had to canoe yourself somewhere. You ran into the side of the lake, the grass and everything.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't get without falling in. But luckily, me and my friend did. We didn't fall in. Thank God. But when we were putting on our vest before that, when I was about to put on sunscreen, you had to put on sunscreen. I reached my hand around and, like, cut the hand. I got stung on my right next to your pinky.
Mm-hmm.
I got stung there,
mm-hmm.
And it started, like, no, it wasn't bleeding. It swelled up,
mm-hmm.
Very big.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a grip on to a new little thingy,
mm-hmm.
The whole entire time with it stung up like that. They didn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, you should never grip it on. Well, I had to put sunscreen on some way.
She said animals, and I thought of one. I was sitting on the porch with my neighbors one time. You know, neighbors. She got nice ones that practically help bring you up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was on the porch with them one time, and it was shit real quiet night, too. So you wouldn't expect to see anything. It was just quiet night. We had a little fire on the porch. And then all of a sudden, you heard this. And I looked up. I said, that came out of the tree. And it's just. I look over to where the limb had fallen, and there's a squirrel. The squirrel fell out of the tree, and then the limb came out. Yeah, we was like, why did the squirrel fall out of the tree? That's what they do. They climb trees, and it fell out of the tree. I wanted to know what was wrong with him. Brain was. He forgot how to walk.
That reminds me. We were moving from our old house into our new house right next door. Well, apparently there was a squirrel's nest up in the ceiling, and when they were like poking around, fell down onto the floor. And so my niece, who loves animals, she went grabbed it and brought it over to the new house and stuff. And we're over there trying to feed the little baby squirrels and stuff. If you know anything about squirrels, they go crazy when you are anywhere near their young. So this mother squirrel came back and was like tearing the place up. I mean, beating up stuff. My cousin was deathly afraid of anything that looks like a rat. She called. I see her come up. Rat! Rat! And So we were like, trying to get the squirrel back over there, and it came and it took the baby. Thank goodness. But she had me rolling. She was like running. She's a big lady now. She was like running. I was like,
okay. Well, this one I've already told you, but just y'all have heard the yellow cat.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, my mom, she hates animals in general, and so our door when you come in, it's like two doors. It's a screen door and like just a regular like solid door. And these cats, we have two cats. One thing, Grace. Other one thing, M&M. Lately, we used to have like just this random yellow cat just come out of nowhere, just start peeping around the house and like just start standing on the porch like he owns the place. And then so mom, she just gets somebody. She was like, light him up. One day, the screen door, it doesn't like close like out of like by itself. Like you have to pull it to close very slowly. All of a sudden. Me and my mom were in the kitchen, and I just started hearing screaming, and I'm wondering, what is it? So like, get out. This yellow cat starts flying through the house, like just coming out of nowhere. It starts flying through the house. She's like, get out. This is like late at night, and I'm thinking, I can hear you. Like, get out. The cat went around the whole living room and finally went back out, and then she was like, you're dead. You are going to be gone by the time I see you.
Miss Jordan, I repeat what I
did. I did not let that cat in.
She let that cat in. You got all purpose. I'm not.
I did not.
She knew I was the right way. She was like, keep her out of the car, Evan.
She said, I better record this for a long time.
She recorded it too. So I know she did.
That photograph moved.
Oh my God. Wait, come on now, what's up?
Yes,
what's up?
I know you got something more.
You look like
you're a little apprehensive. Okay. Every time I think about it, it's like so bad. So, we were at a youth program at my church. And so we're sitting there, we're listening, and all of a sudden it's quiet. It's real quiet because the guy was still doing like some planning to point at us to get each other back. So it's quiet, and all of a sudden, who barges through the door? Like it's dead silent. And all you hear is, boom, am I right? And everybody's looking at it. They're like, who's that? I'm like, and then I'm like, no, he wasn't late. And then he was like, please don't tell me I'm late. So the youth pastor looked and said, calm down, you're not late. He's like, I feel like I'm late. He said, it's 6:30. He's like, we start at 6:40. Calm down. He was like, so I'm going to just go wait in the car. So then it gets that quiet. And then he comes back in at 6:39 and he's like, don't start yet. You're like, wait for me to sit down.
And I had this, look, let me tell y'all something. When I was a kid, I did crazy stuff.
Really?
Yeah,
everyone did.
Yeah.
Everyone still does.
I remember one time, me and one of my little neighbors, we went down to Grace Church.
Oh,
you know, and so I saw this grave where a person died the same day you came out. And so I went over to the grave and I said, I can see for a thing that I've been possessed. So I started acting really funny, you know, like, I hear you. Yes, you know, start doing all this crazy stuff. I turned around, all I could see was that little pigtail going in the wind. She was go. She didn't stop to hear part of the story. Like, look, I am not going to deal with this at all. It's not happening.
It's all.
She called the chicken farm.
Yes. I took her bike and was gone.
There we go.
I said, I don't care, let's go. So we get in there,
And, like, it's dark. Like, it was broad daylight outside. I was in the pitch black dark. And all of a sudden, my cousin said, "Hold on, what's that over there?" I said, "I don't know. I'll look." He's like, "It's like one red speck in the dark." And I was like, "Why are you scared?" And then he saw two. So I was like, "Oh." And then, so my cousin's like, "Oh, I got my phone. Let's flash the flashlight."
Flash the flashlight. It's a posse. My cousin is out before. There's a problem. Okay. I got two little dogs. Aren't you watching? She saw her. I sent her a picture with him. He was out to Chihuahua. And then one time we went outside, 12:30, got this new puppy. I was saying, let's take him outside before I bring him in the mother. Don't need no accidents. And we walk out, and then I take the other dog, put me on her, and I look through the wood line, and all you see is like three pairs of eyes pop.
No.
Three
Bye.
Pairs.
Bye.
Yeah, three pairs.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I said, I talked to my brother, what happened? Because I was panicking. I didn't know what it was, because we got foxes and coyotes, so my first thought was, get the dogs. And then all I heard is, oh, no. So I went and grabbed the dog. I said, where's the puppy? Oh, I went to go get the puppy out of the woods. That's the song right there. And then all I heard again was, and then the puppy come running out. He said, all right. Yeah, and my brother comes out and he says, what's all these noises? And then he goes in the wood line. I looked for him. I looked at him, and then he said, "I don't know what's in here, but we gotta go." And I looked at him again, and I was in front of him at this point. And I turned around, and I turned around. And he said,
"He ran on.
Quick, too." And I snapped my thumb. He's gone.
Wow,
that's crazy.
And what was it?
It was possums, big old possums, bigger than my dogs, and they get big.
Okay, so I got one last story for you guys. I know we're about out of time, but let's see how much we probably got maybe like a couple more minutes left. But there was this one time we were at Austin, and it was like 3-4 in the morning. We were about to leave the hospital, but there was this huge praying mantis sitting on top of my car. It was just sitting there, you guys, and there's no trees around. There's not. It's just a big praying mantis sitting on the car.
Oh.
So my daughter was like, "Oh, what are we going to do? We can't get his car." You know, so we're like throwing a shoe at it. Trying to get it off the car. And the shoe landed like right beside it. It was like, turned around. And we were like, "Oh, man." And so we were like, "Shoot," you know, trying to get it to move. The thing would not move. You guys, we were like, "Okay, we got to get into the passenger side. We'll just climb in. I'll climb over. You know, we'll just do what we got to do." That little thing turned around and started looking at us. And I was like, "Oh, Lord, it's looking at us. I hope it don't jump on us, you know, whatever." And so we're like trying to climb in. And just as we tried to climb in, it was turned and looking to the back. And then we looked over, and it did like this.
If I see him running,
international school, but in Europe, it's like an ocean away.
It is an ocean away.
Yeah.
It's not like an ocean.
In Europe, they had this this lady was fishing in a fish market. Not fishing, but shopping in a fish market because they don't have it like we do here. They have fish markets because it's in higher. I don't know, but she was shopping for fish. And she picked up this fish. And she's like expecting it, making sure it ain't gone bad or nothing. And she opens up the mouth. God knows why she opened the mouth. But she looked in the fish and it had this big old bug sitting in its mouth.
No.
They call them frog eating life.
Peace.